Welcome to the Rebel Mama Health and Wellness Podcast. My name is Nicole, and this is my version of a front porch where we sip good coffee that probably has too much creamer and go deep on what it takes to be truly healthy and happy in this one life we have to live. Have you ever been on the never-ending quest for the perfect diet that promises to melt those pounds away for good? I totally get it. I've been there too. But then the Lord took me on a journey that taught me something. It's not about the food. We're going to learn to ditch the self-criticism and embrace the beautiful mess that is our journey. It's time to kick emotional eating to the curb and love the skin we're in. You can consider it life coaching with a side effect of weight loss. We're going to say goodbye to the diet roller coaster, starting again on Monday, and walking around full of guilt. Instead, we're going to build some awesome holistic health habits that will have you loving life like never before. And you'll probably drop some pounds too. If you're done with the diet drama, tired of sacrificing your favorite foods, and ready to rock this transformation without all the stress, let's do this. Hey everyone, welcome back. I hope you had a good week since you're hearing this on Friday morning. I hope that your week has gone well and that you are having a good start to the weekend. So let's get on to today's topic. I was working out this morning and for some reason the word respect kept popping into my head. And the thought was, why do women get upset when they don't feel respected by others, but then they don't respect themselves enough to take care of themselves? And so you're probably like, what are you talking about? So let me explain. We tend to get all bent out of shape if someone doesn't notice the hard work that we're doing, like all the chores, the laundry, taking care of the kids, getting groceries, cooking, all of that stuff. But then we don't even think to find it disrespectful when we treat ourselves like crap. We don't sleep, we don't move our bodies, we don't take time to figure out what to do to help bring our stress levels and anxiety down. We treat our bodies like a trash can with the food we put in it. And that is far from respecting who we are. I did a quick Google search. Apparently talking is hard today. I did a quick Google search and the first thing that popped up was 100 Bible verses that tell us how precious we are to God. 100. And I didn't even really dig that hard, so I'm sure that there are more. And yet we act like martyrs. Like we run ourselves ragged, we don't ask for help, we are mean internally to ourselves and rude, and then we get mad that no one is blowing sunshine up our butt when we're actually just doing it to ourselves and expecting everybody else to make it okay. And I just find it so interesting that we are begging for attention, yet the last person that gets our attention is ourselves, and we wonder why we can't seem to get ahead in life. When I finally started to look inward as to why I was feeling so down and miserable in my own life, and probably borderline depressed, I started to see things for what they were. The hard, the ugly, and the undeniable truth was that I was creating my own pit and then wallowing in it. I was eating foods that made me tired, made me sore, gave me brain fog, kept me from sleeping well. Many times they caused me to retain water, and they just made me overall lethargic. And I was looking to others to give me worth. When they didn't live up to my standards, I was mad and mopey about it. And I was irritated that nothing was working in my business, but as the Bible says, I was like a wave tossed about, and I was also being double-minded. I was just turning in circles, but never getting anywhere. And the more I focused on what was wrong or what was happening that I didn't like, it was like I dug the pit deeper and deeper for myself. The thing is that I was the one doing it to myself and I couldn't control anyone but me. And I was going to have to look within and take responsibility if I wanted anything to change. And after I had this realization, things started to look up. I was the one that could change my life. No one else could or would do it for me. So, I made an appointment with my naturopath, I added weight training into my exercise regimen, I started being conscious and aware of what I was putting in my body, I hired a business coach, and I also joined a weight loss group. I needed help. Like, I was trying to do everything myself, but because I didn't know how to do some of that, it was just causing too many back and forth in my mind, and I just needed to reach out, which is something that's hard for us to do sometimes. And the first place that you need to look to feel respected is within. Treating yourself like a jerk will not help you move forward in life. You're the problem and you're the solution. And that's a really hard statement to swallow if you're actually going to do something with it. So I'm going to say it again. You are the problem and you are the solution. Your kids are not the reason you're overweight. Your husband is not the reason you feel unloved. Your boss is not the reason that you feel replaceable. Your childhood is not the reason you are poor. The jerk driver that cuts you off is not the reason that you're riddled with anxiety. We have got to start respecting ourselves enough to take responsibility for the things in our lives. How can you expect respect from others if you don't respect yourself enough to take the best care of yourself that you can? You were put here with a purpose, but if you're too busy wallowing and disrespecting yourself to step into it, I believe you're also disrespecting God as well. He gives us good things, but expects us to steward them well. Living on the couch, eating trash, and depressed because you refuse to ask for help or take responsibility for anything in your life is not honoring him in your body, life, marriage, parenting, or in your home. If you want to fight for your excuses, you get to keep them. Nobody's going to fight you for them. Or you could use this as a call to rise up and do the things that you've been wishing you could do. Romans 12, 1 through 2 says, "Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Offer your bodies as a living sacrifice. You cannot do this if you're wallowing in your feelings that are caused from thoughts that are likely not true anyways. The Bible also says to renew your mind. And BibleStudyTools.com says it like this. What does renewing of the mind in the Bible mean? Simply stated, renewing of your mind according to Romans 12:2 means interpreting life through the lens of God's word and the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, rather than through the lens of your experience, your woundedness, your trauma, your preferences, or the opinion of others. That means that not living by the fruit of the Spirit because of your experience, woundedness, trauma, preferences, or opinions of others is not acceptable. There is a way out, but it says renewing of your mind. Only you can make the choice of how to think. And the Lord is calling us to think on these things as written in Philippians 4:8. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. He wouldn't tell us to renew our minds and to focus on and what to focus on if it wasn't possible. It is possible to choose your thoughts. What are you going to choose to think today? Thinking causes feelings, and feelings cause actions. If you want your actions in your life to change, you need to change your thoughts. And that's pretty much how you respect yourself. We want everyone else to respect us, but it needs to start within you. And you need to take that first step to respecting yourself enough to change the things that you can change and let other people worry about what they have to change. So I hope that this was good for you today. I hope you got something out of it. I hope you were challenged by it. I know that this is not an easy path to walk. And if you're in that spot, there's definitely help and hope. And, you know, you don't have to stay in a place where you feel like you're just treading water. Like, there is light at the end of the tunnel. There is hope for you, and you can change your situation. So thank you all for being here today. Don't forget about filling out that survey for me. If you would, I would greatly appreciate it. And don't forget to share and leave me a review if you haven't. I will talk to you guys all again soon. Bye, guys. If this episode challenged or blessed you in some way, I'd love it if you would share it, subscribe, and leave a review. It only takes a few minutes, and it helps to get my show out to others who may need it. You can connect with me on Facebook by joining my free group. Just go to Rebel Mama Health and Wellness or hit the link in the show notes below. I feel truly blessed to have you here today.